you gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fierceness, go on and glow. This the sun your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors, welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty talents and strengths, rise above fear, and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial element of achieving success, the power of mini milestones. We all have big dreams, right? Whether it's launching a business, writing a book, or mastering a new skill, we often get so caught up in the end goal that we forget about the journey. And that's where mini milestones come in. So what are mini milestones? Mini milestones are small, achievable steps that contribute to the achievement of a larger goal. Why are they important? Well, for starters, motivation boosters. Achieving small wins keeps you motivated and moving forward. Clarity and focus. They break down overwhelming goals into manageable chunks. Progress tracking. Mini milestones help you track your progress and stay on course. Reduced stress. Breaking down large goals reduces anxiety and makes the journey feel less daunting. Increased confidence. Each successful mini milestone boosts your self-confidence and belief in your ability to achieve your goals. Here's a simple breakdown. Let's say your big goal is you want to write a novel. Mini milestones could be write 1,000 words per week, outline 3 chapters, research 5 relevant historical facts, or finish the first draft of chapter 1. In essence, mini milestones are the building blocks of success. By consistently achieving them, you build momentum and increase your chances of reaching your ultimate destination. Why we fail at setting mini milestones? You may be saying, Sonya, this sounds doable, but you might also be wondering, why is it so hard to stick to these mini milestones? One, overwhelm. Big goals can feel overwhelming. We look at the mountain ahead and get paralyzed by its sheer size. It's easy to feel like we're not making progress, which can lead to frustration and discouragement. Two, lack of clarity. Sometimes we don't have a clear roadmap of how to get from point A to point B. We may have a vague idea of what we want to achieve, but we don't know the specific steps we need to take to get there. This lack of clarity can make it difficult to set meaningful mini milestones. Three, instant gratification. Boy, this is a big one. We live in a world of instant gratification. We want results now. And small steps can feel slow and unsatisfying. We may get impatient and give up on our goals if we don't see immediate results. Four, fear of failure. Setting mini milestones can expose our vulnerabilities. We may be afraid of failing to achieve them, which can lead to procrastination and avoidance altogether. We may also fear that if we don't achieve our mini milestones, it means we're not good enough or that we'll never achieve our big goals. I want to put this disclaimer in there. Do not fall for that lie. You are good enough. And you will achieve every big goal that you set your mind to achieve. The next one, number 5, perfectionism. Some people may have a tendency to strive for perfection, which can make it difficult to set realistic mini milestones. They may feel like they need to achieve every single one of their mini milestones perfectly or not at all. This can lead to frustration and disappointment when they inevitably fall short of their own high standards. 6, lack of support. It can be difficult to stick to our mini milestones if we don't have the support of others. We may need to find a mentor, coach, or accountability partner to help us stay on track. We may also need to join a support group or a community of like-minded people to share our experiences and encourage each other. Effectively leveraging the power of mini milestones. Okay, so there are many ways to overcome these challenges and effectively leverage the power of mini milestones. Okay, so don't worry. Here are a few actionable steps you can take. 1, break down your goals. Divide your big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. If you want to write a book, start by outlining a few chapters, then focus on writing a single chapter. 2, make it specific. Instead of saying, "I will exercise more," say, "I will go for a 30-minute walk every morning." 3, track your progress. Use a planner, a spreadsheet, or a habit tracking app to monitor your progress. Visualizing your accomplishments can be incredibly motivating. 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge and celebrate each mini milestone, no matter how small. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated. 5, be flexible. Life happens, y'all, okay? And when life happens, you have to shift with the shift. Don't get discouraged if you miss a milestone. Simply adjust and get back on track. 6, find an accountability partner. Share your goals and progress with a friend, a trusted family member, or mentor. Having someone to support and encourage you can make all the difference. So there you have it, the power of mini milestones. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. By focusing on consistent progress and celebrating each small victory, you can achieve even the most ambitious goals. All right. If you have been listening to my episodes, you already know what time it is. Time for your fab assignment. Yes, your fierce action breakthrough. And this episode's assignment is mini milestone mastery. The objective is to experience the power of mini milestones by setting and achieving at least one significant mini milestone within the next 7 days. So here are your instructions. 1, choose a goal. Select a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, you guessed it, SMART goal. Example, write 500 words of my novel by Friday. 2, break it down. Identify at least 3 to 5 mini milestones that contribute to your chosen goal. Example, write 100 words each morning before breakfast. Spend 30 minutes researching relevant topics on Tuesday. Schedule a writing session with a friend for Thursday afternoon. 3, take action. Commit to completing at least one of these mini milestones each day for the next 7 days. Use a planner, calendar, or tracking app to schedule and monitor your progress. 4, celebrate success. Acknowledge and celebrate each mini milestone achieved. Reward yourself for your efforts. For example, enjoy a cup of coffee. Listen to your favorite music. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. 5, reflect and adjust. At the end of the 7 days, reflect on your experience. What challenges did you encounter? What strategies worked well? Adjust your approach based on your insights. And I will throw in a bonus. Find an accountability partner to share your progress with and encourage you along the way. Speaking of which, to help empower you on your journey, I am offering for a limited time, Break Free, Be Fierce consultations. Yes, this 25-minute consultation is an invitation to explore your deepest desires and create a life that truly ignites your soul. Let's break free from limitations and embrace a future of fierce confidence and unwavering success. Hop on over to sonyasales.com/consulting to learn more. Remember, focus on consistent action over perfection. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day. Simply adjust your plan and get back on track. Most importantly, enjoy the process. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, Empowered Disruptors, own your fierceness.